morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. It's that time of the morning. We look at affairs of business, economic development, and bread and butter issue. We are greeting you from your number one favorite talk radio station, that is Eagle FM Namibia, wherever you are. It's the 15th of April, 2026, and like any other day, this is the platform that, you know, we do not only engage in constructive criticism, we allow you also to take part in the conversation, particularly on issues and matters that, matters. This aspect, we are always indicating to you that every morning when you wake up, look on your plans, think about what you have, what you want, and if you say you are able to do it, you can do it, and if you say you are not able to do it, you also you cannot do it. But know and understand that everybody is a work in progress. You don't need to be a perfectionist. We must be very happy about our mistakes, because that is the beginning of wisdom. If you are in life and you have never made a mistake, you have never made a fool of yourself, you have never embarrassed yourself in life, then you will not learn anything. You still have a long way to go. That's why mistakes should be respected, but should be lessons to learn. You are only going to be called a name that I'm not going to call you after you continue doing the same mistake over and over. But one mistake can be a very good lesson. Looking at global affairs, I think today we need to start in Namibia. We have been, starting with global affairs, but looking around with the current news, you know, yesterday the head of state has visited, Dinapama Manufacturing, and that is quite a very important move, particularly looking at the domestic businesses. And the president gave a very short but very good content-based, speech, particularly looking at industrialization and also building of, capacity, particularly to domestic businesses. And I think we are moving in the right direction, particularly when it comes to the point of realizing that when things get tough, it's only the people that are in your village that will be able to assist you. When things get very tough, it's only people in your region that can reach you and assist you, particularly when it comes to resources and also when it comes to capacity. And I think that should be a very good example. That should be what our leaders should start with, to say, what capacity do we have in Namibia, and what support are Namibian domestic businesses are getting before we move forward. And if we really speak about growth at home strategy and also supporting local businesses, it is the wish of every African to say African leaders should utilize African products. When we speak about growth at home strategy, it must not only be seen in speeches, but it must be seen in what we also use. And it's few. And I must also respect the head of state, because even when you look at what she's wearing, in most cases it's African attires. And also few leaders that we see supporting African, stylists, and also African businesses. And there are also some that stand up and speak about, let us support African, but not even a work of art that is in his or her sitting room is made in Africa. Not even earring or a ring or anything that the person is wearing is made from Africa. But I think that communique is very clear to say the only way to save ourselves, the solution to African problems, is not from outside. Because if it was from outside, we could have already got that. Because ask yourself, how long Africa has been independent, and also for how long we have been assistant, and was that assistant really genuine to help us to stand on our own? That's why that conversation will also be linked today to to today's discussion when we are looking at utilization, respect, honoring, and also making sure that, you know, domestic capacity should be prioritized, particularly 36 years after independence, and find a way to strengthen that. Yeah, looking at the aspect of global relations, they stated that the International Monetary Fund has warned that mounting of economic pressure has also indicated that Sub-Saharan Africa is faced with mounting economic pressure. And one, when you look at this report, you may be able to say that it is no different from many reports that have been said about Africa, to say whether there is war in the Middle East or not, the pain of Africa has always been there. And maybe just to end the burden, then the question is always to say, what can we learn? Because when you look at the latest World Economic Outlook from International Monetary Fund, paint the picture for Sub-Saharan Africa as escalating conflict in the Middle East threaten the fragile global recovery. And also the chief economist, that is Pierre Olivier Gorichas, indicated that there is a sharp shift in global momentum, and what has been stated to be a stable growth of 3.3% in recent years has now been downgraded to 3.1 in 2026, and there is also a projection of inflation to climb to 4.4%. And in that context, there's also an indication, and this is not new, although it's just a cementing of what IMF is saying, is to say Sub-Saharan African economies are experiencing much vulnerability due to their reliance on imported food and energy. To say until now, we cannot feed ourselves as a continent, particularly Sub-Saharan Africa. We cannot feed ourselves, and even if you are not a mathematician, you are really wondering to say, if they are saying we cannot feed ourselves, how come Africa is feeding Europe but is not feeding itself? How come Africa is feeding US and Brazil? We are feeding China too, but we cannot feed ourselves. Those are the questions that we need to ask ourselves, to say, who is operating this formula of economic imbalance? To say, we are sending large amount of beef to EU, which is generating money. We are sending beef to US, to China. But do we have enough at home? We don't have enough at home. What formula do we need to come up with to make sure that look at ourselves first, so that we can be able also to stand on our own? We are importing, we are exporting grapes, we are exporting some of the food from Namibia. But we are not able to feed ourselves. Where did we get it wrong? Where did we get it wrong there? But you also have an indication to say there is much of money we spend importing food from outside. And that is a problem. That is a problematic part. And when you speak about issues of self-sustaining country, do you only need to look at production, or do you also need to look at the policies, the trade policies, and also the quotas that we are sending outside, the countries? Because if you look at export of fish, to say Namibian Ocean can be able to feed the whole Namibia and stabilize the price of fish within, within the country, and make sure that everybody have that nutrients that they need, so that we end up not depending too much on this, these medicinal drugs that you do not even know that they are here to cure us, or they just here to sustain us and keep us on the payroll. We really need to rethink about that, to say, when there is war in the Middle East, why are we not able to feed ourselves? What really happened in that context? And that discussion can only be discussed, particularly by food producers at home, and also their relationship with institutions that are dealing with production, research, and also trade of commodities, especially in that context, to say, why do we have to speak of poverty if our top five export include fish that has been there for a very long time? But what can we do to make sure that that does not only become a point of concern, but something that really need to be solved? Because if we don't ask ourselves that question, there is an aspect of, there's an indication, it's a general expression of saying, love yourself as you love others as you love yourself. In other terms, is that in economic terms, you need to feed yourself first before you feed others. Do you know how many people are celebrating? Either it's in the Middle East, either it's in Europe, either it's in Spain, in any other country that are celebrating the delicacy of the types of fish that we send them. Do you know that there are even types of fish that we don't eat here at home, but they are a delicacy there? They are sold to the highest bidder in other countries that we don't even eat here. Why do we have to be hungry as a continent if we have everything? If we have over 30% of world minerals, plus many other resources, if our literacy continue to increase, we become a powerhouse, but we continue to to die of hunger. And there is a very, very important message, particularly when you look at this analysis. There's a very important message that former Chief Justice of South Africa was presenting. I was trying to get that speech, but I'm not getting it for now. He gave a very important presentation when he was addressing the graduates, and indicated to say, those of you who are doing postgraduate, those of you who are continuing to write articles, those of you who are doing doctorates, let us pinpoint, let us interrogate the question of Africa, and let us interrogate why Africa so rich and poor at the same time. Why so rich in resources and poor at the same time? And Justice Mokgoi Mokgoi is one of the most, it's a very interesting guy, especially not only in South Africa legal fraternity, but also in South Africa, political sphere. Because if you look at look at his history, you know, before he became a lawyer, an advocate, and a senior counsel, he was an activist in South African politics. He was participating in political activities, and he was the only Chief Justice who did not shy away from expressing his opinion, either his political opinions too, particularly in the time where it matters. But he addressed students, University of Zululand, to say, the question of interrogating the African problems must be center of our writing and research. To say, those who graduated, those intellectuals now, those who are writing articles, they must ask those difficult questions to say, for example, why do you have a country that is so rich in natural resources and have highest economic inequality in the world? Why do we have, why are we putting our resources at the firing line if we are supposed to be utilizing them? And ask those questions to say, why, for example, a country such as Namibia, being the third largest producer of uranium, is not the same, it does not have the same trade agreement with other top producers of uranium? Why we are the only country that for a very long time we have been top raw material exporters of uranium, even if the highest producer of uranium in the world is not having the top five export of that? You know, what does that mean? It means that they sell, but they are also protecting their resources. To us, we give it out, and we are not looking back into that aspect. So we need to ask ourselves those difficult questions to say, Why do we change politicians, but the system remain, pushing us? And the intellectuals, they must ask those questions to say, why do we have a less distribution of resources, particularly to key agencies such as ACC, if that is one of the most burdening issues in our country. And these are things that everybody should also ask to say, apart from not only concerning a war, what are we not doing right? We have a very big problem in the country that we need to address, particularly the cyber issue. But what investment is being put out there? What understanding do we have? Do we have a good understanding of the cyber issue? Do we understand? Do we have records of how much money was lost due to cyber attacks? The only key critical issue that we should spend money on to save money is cyber and corruption. And Justice Mohoi Mohoi stated to say, these intellectuals in Africa must look at the aspect of why Africa is losing a lot of money through this illicit financial flow. And this is a guy who sat at the Concord, the Constitutional Court, the highest seat in South African judicial system, and asked those questions. And when he asked those questions, it doesn't mean that he's not a layman. Is somebody who asks questions because he has seen the documents, because he has, presided over critical matters, and asks those questions to say, look, why African countries are losing money through illicit financial flows? These intellectuals that we are producing from these universities, their research questions should be African-based. Their research questions should be solution-driven. Have you ever read a PhD thesis, a master thesis of somebody, and you ask yourself a question, maybe this guy is just to complete the qualification. And if you want to get it, ask yourself a question to say, why do you have a lot of MBAs in Namibia and you have a degeneration of corporate institutions? Because MBAs were supposed to protect us from liquidating of some institutions and institutions not producing any finance. Go to NAS, go to UNAM, go to IM, go to every university, every institution, look at the research papers and ask yourself a question to say, what is the contribution of this research paper to the solutions of Namibian problems? Because the research at the postgraduate level was supposed to be solution-driven. If somebody is studying economics, if somebody is studying cyber security, they must take a case study of Namibia Airport Company, just for example. Take a case study of telecom. What was the problem? How was the problem solved? What can we solve? How can we solve that problem in long term? If somebody is studying disaster risk management, Either somebody studying natural conservation or environmental science, they must interrogate those matters to say, how come, for example, at Toshan National Park, it took around 2 weeks to put down the fire that destroyed some indication are saying almost 30% of the area? What was the matter? Was it coordination? Was it resources? Was it what? And if you find that speech for Justice Mohoi Mohoi, you'll be able to understand that the solution to our problem is not far. It's us we have to ask that question, because other people, when they do the study, they are studying to say, how should I get opportunities in Africa when African people are sleeping? Other people are doing research on how to make more money from Africa while we are sleeping. And Yoweri Museveni has indicated to say, USA rockets around the, you know, the moons. There are satellites around the moon doing research. While we are here dancing, you know, local musics. And he said, no, the moon is a common property for the world, but we are just here dancing in Africa where people are already on the moon. And you must really not just feel embarrassed, but we must really feel like it's our time also to wake up, because if you are not waking now, if you are still sleeping, not literally, but intellectually or in terms of thinking, we are not going to get anywhere. And it's going to continue to be a disaster in the next years to come. So let us look at a short commercial break, then we'll be able to continue with the conversation, particularly when you are looking at global affairs. We are going to look at OPEC. We're also going to look at other news in Africa and also the globe before we look at the main conversation for today. When you look at domestic utilization, honoring and respecting of, domestic human capital, resources, and also talent.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Puramente no guapo gua Eva tere un ricordo mondo tutto in guida, asci che capeno me o tete o poi e cuperile. O shafa fana non che shefa ili le hola mo, in ho etiche co vanno ile co shuan. O non che shefa, ya pumbo cucaraya co vanno. O copitiramo igel FM, o tuna evi to da juca, o copitira o i pindi con nu quanda do inawa. Minuto, o tu quetira o special anche, da shake in che shefa, o marudi daio loca, o con u shendi finawa, lo comuna o i jaweri nawa, ninge pata fano. Monica ko Eagle FM konora tatime bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile ko berewa mura tatu natu bali o tatu batatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the
views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past,
mm.
and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM,
The early birds catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombe, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, we are continuing. We are continuing with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Chombe. And I want you to listen shortly, especially, from Yoweri Museveni. It's one of the African leaders who did not only stay in power for a long time, but he's also a thinker and he's a reasonable guy. When you look at Yoweri Museveni's reasoning, you go home and rethink. You know, there are those leaders who you can say, no, I think here he is good, but here he's not doing well, but you don't really want him to leave because he has content. And it's a caliber of the late Mugabe. You know, when you listen to the late Mugabe's views now, you can only say up. The only thing maybe that he did not do well is staying for a long time. But reasoning wise, if he was able to stay and in an advisory capacity, I think a lot could have been saved because he was able to outperform global leaders in debates about what needs to be done and warn them too about the future of Africa. But I want you to listen just shortly, especially when Museveni, the president of Uganda, is addressing his people on that context, particularly looking at NRM or NRM leaders retreat, and stay tuned because we are here until the hour of 8.
And some of those countries have forces in the ocean and then in space. As we are speaking now, one of the satellites of the USA is going around the moon. For us, we are here in Changwanzi. Eating macaroni or something like that. I don't know. This is very dangerous. This is very dangerous. How can Uganda have a navy? We don't even have near the water. The ones near the water don't have a navy. We inland cannot do anything about it. So that's why we are saying political federation of East Africa, so that we don't want to go and fight other people, but want to go into the ocean also, big way, and find out what's happening in the ocean. After all, that ocean has got a lot of resources, fish, what is all there. Now we are missing there, but also for security. And also go to the moon, see what are you doing here. The moon is a common property for man. But we are just seeing Changwanzi dancing in Pacini. When people are on the moon, looking at us like ants, as if we are ants. So, the issue of strategic security, that is historical mission number 3. Number 2. Number 3, guarding our heritage. The African heritage is very, very strong. That's how we were able to survive slave trade. Because we are very strong people, genetically. And our culture is very strong. You don't marry within your clan, you marry outside the clan. So the genes are very strong. the foods we eat. We eat African foods. I've not eaten rice since I came back from Tanzania, 1979. I have my food. Cassava, bananas, millet, ubushaza.
Yeah, that is Yoweri Museveni, the general, the president of Uganda. And this, it's a deep question. I think the question is it's in line with what also Justice Mokhoi have asked to say. What solution can we bring about, particularly to African problems? Say, people are at the moon, people are exploring Jupiter, people are planning to colonize Mars, and you are in Chankwazi, dancing, Pakachini. You are dancing Pakachini. I think it's a kind of kunduru music. To say Africa, we should go beyond just entertainment, because we must really think beyond entertainment. Because if you look at our scientists, yes, we really have scientists, well-educated people. They are there in the labs. But if you ask a question to say, what have you produced? What are some of the scientific discovery? Even if it's not a discovery, just an extension to a certain study. Even in the area of medicine, we really have people that have done something, particularly when it comes to the aspect of either it's medicine, either it's technology. But we must think beyond that aspect to say, we must really think beyond that aspect to say. We must not only be people that are only to receive knowledge, but we also to present them out there. Because Museveni is saying we cannot just be here eating macaroni while people are in at the moon looking at us like ants. And that is really something that I think we must take moving forward. Maybe there are those who are doing something, but the general aspect is that we are still ready to receive, assistance, receive materials, and also to gain, assistance from outside. But that should be a question that everybody, particularly the graduates of this year, should ask themselves to say, what is the contribution that you are making in your field? What is the contribution that you are making in your field? And also, what difference are you going to make? Because really we are putting down our ancestors, because I don't think we even realize the vision of our founding father that he put on the table. We are not realizing it. And we must really be guilty about that, because we are still struggling to find ourselves based on what the men have put on the table to say, I sacrificed my youth together with other people. This is what I put on the table. Namibia shall never be, we shall be free forever. And this is the vision: industrialization, invest in science and technology. But after investing in science and technology, we send our graduate to the street and we are advising them to find employment. We should really be a question we should ask ourselves to say, what investment can we do beyond university? Because we must really be careful, because some areas need critical care. There was one friend of mine, I think that time we were in the street of Windhoek, just dancing Pakachini around, but also finding ways and meanings to, what can we do to develop our communities and do either studying, either researching. But this guy had a very controversial idea, and thank God now he's a teacher. He studied chemistry. But he's a very intelligent guy. He was doing internship here and there. But there was a point he said, "No, look, David." He was planning to enter business, but also coming up with a product that I cannot even mention on air. But that can already tell you to say how dangerous it can be for an educated person to be in the street, because one way or the other he will try to find a way to survive. If an engineer is in the street, he understands the designing, he understands the planning of buildings and all these things. And these people end up becoming, you know, even a dangerous, counterproductive people to the development of the country. If a cyber security analyst is not employed, he will try to find ways on surviving, which is not going to be good for the country. That's why we are really urging to say, yes, we are thankful for the support of a youth fund, but additional alternative and supporting measures should be put in place, particularly either is guiding, either is also creating opportunities, support expansion of local businesses, so that we'll be able to build this country, because we are very far. We are still dancing Pakachini, like what Yoweri Museveni is saying, and eating macaroni. Why other kids make even toys? We are not able to make toys. Have you imagined that Namibia, we are not making even toys? Even toys that we buy here. These are experiments of young kids in Asian world. I mean in Asia. But yeah, let's look forward. Let's look forward. Looking ahead. So stated that when you look at Sudan, stated that the UN officials sound alarm on humanitarian crisis in Sudan, stated that the conflict in Sudan approached the 3-year mark, and the humanitarian condition on the ground remained, worse. The war claimed tens of thousands of lives and more than 11 million people left their houses. And that has triggered what the UN described as the world's largest hunger crisis, you know. And when the world is looking at the Middle East and all that, the African problems are still waiting for us. And also understand that the problems that Africans are going through, if it was in Europe, it would be an emergency everywhere. But just because maybe we are used to pain, people are looking at it like that is just Africa. But even before the Middle East crisis, Sudan has been a worse humanitarian crisis. Even before Iran war, even before invasion of US to Iraq, DRC has been in a chaotic situation until now. And understand that whoever is coming to save you is not from outside. We have to make sure that this is coming from home, because if it was coming from outside, we would have been better than we can imagine. Yeah, looking ahead, is also an indication to say, looking at global affairs, you indicate that when it comes to Spain, Spain is looking at strengthening diplomatic relations with China. They are looking for closer ties with China. And as I indicated yesterday, to say Europe and many other countries in Europe, they are looking at China. And people are moving away from the old arrangement, and understand that there is no hard feelings on that. Just know that even yesterday, the president of EU understood that the war in Iran has crippled also EU economy. That's why she indicated to say, let us find a way on bringing about that peace. You know, there's no brave person currently as we are speaking. Then, looking at the Prime Minister of Spain, is the first person to make bold moves and also to condemn the war in Iran. While other countries were trying to find a way on finding a diplomatic way, he's the first guy to indicate that I will never support the Iranian conflict, and he's the first guy also to indicate that. Whenever accommodate warplanes to come here, for the fueling or strategic, you know, positioning. It's the first guy to also indicate that when it comes to war, they will never engage into that and understand that that is the Prime Minister of Spain, Mr. Sanchez, has traveled to China and also to meet top diplomats and also Chinese head of state to tighten and deepen ties with China and find a better trade relations, because if their relationship with Israel and USA is becoming so, fragile, you'll find a way who to trade with and also how to survive. And remember that Canada has also strengthened the ties with China, and know that global realignment is not the first thing. And know that when new clients come on board, the old clients must also prove themselves that they are relevant, because now China have the cuts now, especially the economic cuts, and is the main guy to go to. And also know that US also retaliate, particularly economically, because realigning with a country that has been described, if you read the the security, national security doctrine of 2025, which was revised, the USA indicated that the main threat is to the US is not Russia, it's not Iran, but it's China, because it's a direct economic opponent. There is nothing that is in USA that is not in China, and their peace and stability is also threatening USA, because USA is continue to involve into war, and understand that global powerhouse, when they go down economically, it was prolonged war. And looking into this aspect, it's not only Mr. Sanchez, it's also the leader of Italy, who has also indicated that who can condemn the war, and has also ended the relationship with them, the military relationship with Israel, and looking at moving forward to say Italy and Israel. Italy has also ended the military relationship with Israel due to the ongoing conflict, and this war is becoming worse every day, and we are yet to see how things are going to come around. And the question that we should also ask ourselves is that is Africa coming up with a plan, particularly when it comes to the solutions of economic challenges that we are facing? Is Africa coming up with a plan, or we are continue to dance Pakachini, Kunduru, and Kwaito music while other people are finding ways on surviving? Let's go to a short commercial break, then we'll look at the context of Namibia, particularly the very progressive development in the area of energy.
Efiloshisho olotali kutungupo. Oma wa o tomono o okutako NHP. Genge wa longifo lili pedulo wa wo haku. Olo halipiti kwa efiku nefiku. Mefiloshisho lo haku oe. Owa woshimali wa oshosha kupako. Washika wedelo wa komto wa landolako. Kashi, koma punglo e nashanu unjola welewe. Otodulo okulongifa oma wa oe. Wa hupuko, opo unamiti toshiningi momikalo dihapungashi. Okufuti lapo oi mali wa ishona. Oyo hodulo okupolwa. Ulifuti la ove mwene. Oma yakulo olu hapu. Hakala ina kwa telwa. Mo wawe kwa folo elo unamiti. Ile, otodulo no kuli. Okupiti fapo e mwedi donumba. Tokala inofuta e akulo lo elo unamiti. Kuyalele uhapu, talela po nhp.com.na. Emango nomalandola fano ododi na okulandulwa. NHP, rooted in care for you.
Your health, your life, your peace of mind. NHP, we're about you.
Yeah. We are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. It's 1 minute past the hour of 7, and we are here until the hour of 8. You can still engage us in the studio at 083-288-401 or 83-288-401 so that you can be able to give your view, opinions, and also your constructive engagement. Looking at the context of Namibia, stated that Namibia and Angola signed a key agreement for power interconnection project. Namibia and Angola have signed an agreement, have signed agreements to jointly develop Angola Namibia power project. That is a power purchase agreement strengthening, regional energy cooperation. They stated that the deal concluded in Rwanda between NAMPOWER and Rende National de Transporte de Electric Dande. I think it's a Portuguese, parastatal. I mean, it's a Portuguese name of a parastatal of electricity in Angola. So Rende Nacional de Transporte de Electric Dande. I think those who understand Portuguese will be able to get what I'm saying. And the project that is abbreviated as ANNA, the project approved by Namibian Cabinet in February 2026, and is forming part of the country's long-term energy strategy that is aligning with regional goal and Southern Africa power pool. And this including construction of a 166-kilometer, 400-kV transmission line linked Kunene to Kahama, alongside with additional infrastructure to enhance connectivity. And it has a value of 941 million, that is almost $1 billion Namibian dollar, and is expected to be completed by 2029. I think it's really a good move, particularly investing in energy infrastructure, particularly with Angola. Angola has been our partner for a very long time, but I think in authorizing that, it's a good investment. And you can also see that that is a futuristic project to say, and also to say that it could be that the government have also listened, particularly when it comes to the business community saying energy infrastructure should be number one before we speak about other things. Energy, oil and gas, energy should be number one before you look at other things, because that's the only way that we are going to develop, because you can't have a factory that is not powered. And if the project is to be completed by 2029, let's hope that also be, be equivalent to the reduction in the price of electricity by 2029, that is near 2030. Maybe that is going to be one of our tangible success that we can be able to point out to say, in the area of energy infrastructure, we have done this. In the area of energy infrastructure, this is what we invested in. Particularly the project that is almost $1 billion, Namibia and Angola. One might also think to say it's a very good start and development to say the visit to Angola may be starting to pay off, particularly with key leaders. And the other thing that we should ask is also to say thank you for that agreement and also project development proposal and futuristic thinking in terms of that area. Now let us think about oil now. Can the discussion also extend it to oil? To say, what can we do with Ngungura oil? Because that can be the solution to our problems too. To say, what can we do? Can we invest in a refinery without compromising, the international connection that we have here in Namibia? Because if we deal with energy, and we deal with oil, other things will come, will just fall in places. when we deal with that aspect, I believe other things will just come into places, because energy, look at the budget of young professionals in Namibia to see how much is spent on energy, how much is spent on fuel. Then you look at other aspects, because if you tackle energy, you have also tackled a high increment in terms of the price of commodities, particularly the food and also other commodities. That is building materials too, because you need oil, you need energy. And there is a news coming from Colombia. I think it's an international news coming from Colombia to say Pablo Escobar's hippos, they are becoming a threat to environment. So there was a guy by the name, it's a well-known drug lord who died in the early 90s. Colombian drug lords who had money and the influence over politics and also trade. So it's a drug lord who bought planes, influenced government decisions, and also noted to have killed a lot of people. It stated that one of the projects that he had was keeping of hippos, and recently Colombian authorities said, no, these hippos now, they have multiplied, and they are looking at the legal way of, you know, it's called curing them. I think it's another way of putting them down. Yeah, there are a lot of environmental attempts, because if an animal has caused damage to a community or to the environment and is killed, you can say we have killed an elephant. So there is a word which is used to say no. We have put them down, but there is a way also curing, to say no. Colombian authorities have approved a plan to of curing Escobar's hippos. To say this guy was so rich to that extent that he has influence in the environment, and his hippo that he kept, they multiplied, and they are becoming now an environmental threat. And in Colombia, they are called Escobar's hippos. But yeah, that is what is happening. Let's look at the short commercial break. Then from there, we'll look at the conversation for today, particularly when we are looking at the aspect of domestic utilization of talent, experience, and professionals too. To say, can we really have African head of projects that can drive the continent into degeneration? Can you also try to ask ourselves those questions, to say, if Africans are leading our key financial institutions, if Africans are leading our key energy projects, if Africans are main consultants when it comes to planning and implementation, could that be our way out? Particularly when we had advisors. You know, and people don't say about this thing, to say, in every budget that you have, and you have to prove me wrong, there is always an element of advice from international funding institution, either IMF or World Bank. There is always an element of advice in every bigger project that you have in the country. There's only an element of advice from international institutions. And people don't have power over this thing. There's always a consultant being sent. But you start to see that African countries have also started to see that, no, some of this advice can work, but some of this advice can also be very dangerous to our economy. Because you can be a well-trained economist, a trade analyst, a developmental expert, but if you don't stay in Namibia, you cannot lecture us on what to do and how to do it. And that is exactly what we are going to look at. Particularly looking at, there's an issue of consultants, to say if a government was able to remove middlemen in Ministry of Health, can it also prioritize Namibian consultants to get the bigger projects and also to utilize their skills? Because somebody who can plan your road, somebody who can plan your building, somebody who can plan your industry, and who is at home can really be doing it with a heart, and also to look at what are they doing right, and also what area need to be advanced. And when you speak about consultants, when you speak about the utilization of Namibian sons and daughters, or the what is called the sons and daughters of the soil, if we start utilizing that, we can also go to prioritizing talents and experience, and really to look at real issues, to say how come there's a woman whose name I cannot remember, it's a Namibian gospel artist, and it's not to speak bad about Kelly Kumalo, whoever, but there was an event where Namibians stood up and said, no, how come you are paying 500,000, or how come you are paying 500,000 over 300,000 to musicians coming to Namibia that you know can perform for 2 hours, but you have legends, you have Namibian legends, musicians who have been here, but we are paying them peanut, not even with butter, not peanut and butter, just pure peanuts. Where are you drawing the lines? And also, if now we respect now international recognition, which is can also be a fair argument, for example, at what categories are we going to put these people? Because, you know, there is always this aspect when you go to an event, you say, no, we are going to have David as a main performer, we are going to have Helmut, we are going to have Dwight, and many more. Many more are these guys, even if they are known locally, they are going, no, we have this one, the main guy, and many more. And for how long are you going to keep Namibians as many more? Why can't we prioritize our people too? There's a controversy, I think, going on about Namibian musicians are not being allowed to perform at their own locality. That is their discussion to sort out. But there's also an element of saying, to say, to what extent these people are recognized? Is it only because they are Namibians? And the conversation should be extended really to that, because if you really want to upgrade our people, we must pay respect and honoring people that we have. You know, there was a legend of music. Nobody can compete with the late Rashi Hama. As we are speaking now, currently as we are speaking, he's known to be a legend in Namibian music. The people started speaking after, you know, he is no more, about, you know, we must recognize these people and all these things. But it's something that we really need to think about, to say, if we want to upgrade Namibia, do we respect ourselves by recognizing who are our people? Why do we give bigger projects to people that are not from here, if we have them here? There, yes, there are areas where we don't have capacities, but where we have capacity, why do we prioritize other? Why we have Namibians? Why are we doing that? So, that is exactly what we are going to discuss today. But let us look at a short commercial break and continue with the conversation. However, you can still engage us in the studio at 083-288-401 or 083-288-401.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best...
Great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Impact? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Puranende no wapungwa eva tere urikoni mandu tuto ingida ashike kapenu mweko tete okoe ekukulile oshafa fana nongeshefa ili nehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuwala konongeshefa ya pumbo kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okupitira oipindi konu honda doi nawa mwine uto otukwetira o special ange kashake ngeshefa omarude dayo loka oponi ushendife nawa nokumuna oijaweri nawa ninge pata fano Monica ko Eagle FM onora itatimwe bali heari nola natu heari bali no heari ineko berewa ora itatu natu bali o itatu batatu oma filane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any other.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
It's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
The early birds catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombeye, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye.
It's 19 minutes past the hour of 7, and you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, Devin Shombe. And on the other news, South Africa and the USA are trying to strengthen their diplomatic relations. It was indicated that, South Africa has appointed a new ambassador to United States of America. And, it's an attempt to make sure that strengthen its diplomatic relations. Looking at that context, you'll also be able to see that South Africa have never had or did not have an ambassador to U.S. since March 2025 after former ambassador Ibrahim Rasso was expelled. And what Ramaphosa has done, he has appointed a new ambassador, that is Rolf Meyer, to replace the former South African ambassador, particularly to pursue South African national interest in US. You know what is very interesting is that, you know, Ralph Meyer has been a South African politician and is coming from South African white minority, and he has been a representative of the Afrikaner white minority, and he has been known to be a tough negotiator who has been also negotiating during, you know, he has been one of central negotiators at, you know, before 1994 South Africa, and he's well known to Ramaphosa, and has also served as the Minister of Constitutional Affairs. And you start understanding that the card that Cyril Ramaphosa is playing is that you give a person who is appealing to the U.S., you give a person who is also understand the U.S., because understand that now, as you are speaking, we have around 5,000 white Afrikaners who are in USC through that you know, treatment that they got a special, you know, asylum from Donald Trump due to the aspect of, you know, as a conversation regarding, you know, this white genocide in South Africa. But understand that there are around 5,000 Afrikaner who got citizenship in the United States of America. But I'm also reading that the father of Elon Musk, that is Mr. Elon Musk, is also trying to find a project on moving some or getting some assistance, and also, you know, getting some assistance regarding some white Afrikaner to get asylum in Russia. And you really do not understand what is going on. So the father of the richest man in the world is also trying to work on the project, also to get some Afrikaner to Russia, especially looking for that asylum. And you really don't understand what is really going on. But I think pointing you know, somebody from an Afrikaner background, and also somebody who was a negotiator during you know, apartheid, and experienced individual, I think it's a right way that Pretoria is doing, especially extending that relation with Washington. And I've been telling people to say, the U.S. is a country that you cannot ignore. You just need to find a way how to deal with it, how to work with it, because you can't say you are living without it. That is almost impossible, particularly in the most sophisticated, you know, global relations. You must find a way on working with it. Whether you are happy with its policies or not, there must be a way on working with it. That's why I think South Africa was able to think beyond that and say, no, after March 2025, there's been a very long time, because it has been the whole year without an ambassador in the U.S. And their relationship been deteriorating, because just a month ago, the ambassador of USA to South Africa was summoned to come and apologize after the remarks that he has made, particularly the remarks that that are condemning, you know, the judgment of the court in South Africa. And before we look at that aspect, I know that Julius Malema will be appearing in court today to receive his judgment. And it seems like in South Africa, everybody has a case to answer to. Julius Malema will receive his judgment today at East London, particularly on the case that regarding possession of a firearm, ammunition, and discharging of a firearm in public. And it's also known to be reckless endangerment. And the argument was why he was prosecuted, but not his bodyguard that gave him the gun. And there was a debate to say, no, it was a toy gun. But let's wait and see the judgment today. Because Ramaphosa, Malema the other day was saying in court to say, no, his ancestor told him to say, no, he will see the gate of jail, but he will not enter it. Let's wait and see today if that prophecy today will be answered. There are only two things. Either he is going to be given a jail sentence, or he is going to be given a fine. But let's wait and see. how things are going to happen, because there is nobody in South Africa. Maybe it's Becky and Harem. But if you look at the current president, look at the vice president, you look at the former VP, look at the former president, you know, everybody has to go around a certain court case. You really see that even the dominant force of EFF today, you'll be able to see here the fate of Julius Malema, particularly in the East London court, to say is he going to be sentenced, or he's going to be given a fine, or he's going to be indicated to say don't do it again. But we're yet to see what will happen today in East London court, because one thing I have also realized, there's something that that the Nija has mentioned, to say no, you can be very strong here and there, but the authority has a long arm, the police has a long arm, the judiciary has a long arm, to say you can be very strong. Even somebody that the world fears so much, even Netanyahu himself, when the court say come and answer, you will not say no, because that is the law. When you go to that court, does not matter how many military you command, even nobody who can say no to court. Then the most powerful person, what we're scared of, is standing in that that box and answer to the authority. Because at the end of the day, the beautiful thing that human beings have done, and is known to be what differentiates us from animals, is ability to come up with the laws that govern human beings. Because without it, we are not different from other animals. So, let's look at a short commercial break. Then we interrogate the matter. Then we'll also look at the Villager newspaper for today. You don't need to miss it. You don't need to miss it. You need to make sure that every Wednesday, Friday, and Monday, you get that fruit of mind, so that you think clearly and also interpret matters differently and make economic-driven choices. So let's look at a short commercial break, then we can be able to continue with the conversation.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any other.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura, and I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
The early birds catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombe, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism. Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
Yeah, it's 29 minutes past the hour of 7, and you're listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And just before we go to the conversation, let us look at Express Credit and come back shortly.
When life starts squeezing me like a lemon, I know what to do.
With Express Credit's easy payday loans, you can get up to 9,000 Namibian dollars to help ease your financial squeeze in under 15 minutes. Visit expresscredit.com.na. Express Credit, money when you need it.
Yeah, today we are looking at consultants. We are looking at project managers. We are looking at the leaders of industries. And we are looking at why do we have to neglect the Namibian experts over international experts, over continental experts, to say, why can't we prioritize our own people the way we present plans, to say Namibia first? If we speak, for example, the trade strategy that is looking at the growth at home strategy, for example, can that also apply to human capital to say, why do somebody has to wait to get an opinion of an international expert, or to get an opinion from somebody from South Africa, somebody from Europe, somebody from USA, somebody from China, before you move forward? Why can't we have somebody who has a final say to say this 200-kilometer road was constructed by Namibians, designed by Namibian engineers, and even the chief consultant of that is a Namibian? Why can't we do that? If you are taught something by an indigenous person, you take it, but you are going to be convinced if somebody from outside have indicated that. We may say we have it, but what you realize is that when you have a bigger content of projects, look at the plans that we have. If we have to be honest enough and look at the developmental plans that we bring about, yes, experts' ideas are needed. But you really want to tell me that after 36 years we don't have Namibians that can plan for Namibians? Because imagine how difficult it's going to be for you to be independent economically if you are coming up with an economic turnaround strategy and you are going to ask somebody from Europe to come and not only advising you but to be at the center of that. Do you think that person will give you 100% of what you want? Just think honestly. Let me say you depend on your neighbor for food and you are buying for a long time food from your neighbor. Then you are coming up with a plan to say, no, I think I need to turn around my mahangu field. I need to start planting cassava. I need to start planting, different kinds of products. Then you consult your neighbor on the plan. Do you think your neighbor will be able to give you that 100%? Why have somebody at home that could advise you? And also the quality and the downlook that we are giving to our Namibian people is the same with Namibian experts, Namibian artists, Namibian domestic businesses. Have you seen a conference when you have somebody who is coming from outside the country, that they still that being expectation, and people have that willingness to come and listen? And there's something that Tembekwa mentioned, and people don't get it right. Tembekwa said, guys, Namibia, stop importing experts from South Africa because you have capacity. My thinking in that statement is that him interacting with Namibians, him being an experienced international speaker and a business person, interacting with Namibians maybe in the corridors of businesses or in the corridors of public speaking, maybe he realized one thing to say, no, I think these guys, they undermining themselves. Maybe there's even somebody who challenged him. Maybe we have a better Tembekwa in Namibia. But he was an honest speaker who stated, no, maybe you can work together in terms of sharing of ideas. But really, why do you have to import people to come and speak here? Why do you have to import people to come and give you ideas here? What is that telling you? That is telling you that we have gold around us and we are not seeing it. We are sitting on it while we are paying more money from outside. Mr. Franz yesterday made me laugh to say, look guys, why we have a military company that is making clothes, why other people are making drones? It's quite a funny argument to bring about to say maybe we do not have experts. Maybe that is the area that we need experts. That we are making clothes, other people are making drones. Clothes is not a problem making them, but are you futuristic in terms of you know, transformation of militaries, because do you know that guns are not going to be useful anymore in the future? People were sending each other drones. Come 100 years from here, criminals will use drones to steal, and police will respond in that space. It's how you take the changes. If you don't want to change, then that is a problem. But the conversation that we have to bring about is that even you yourself, you need to ask yourself a question to say, if you look at somebody that you have schooled with and that person become an engineer, or he become a lawyer, or he become a doctor, are you still going to undermine that person because he's coming from Martin's house, he's coming from Frank's house that you see every day? If there is a bigger project that is being brought about, are you still not going to consider him just because he's a Namibian? And that is one of the ways that we are putting ourselves down. One of the ways that we are putting ourselves down is because if we don't come to the point of realizing that sometimes what you are looking for, you have it, you just don't appreciate it. It's the same thing that, you know, you may be looking for something that you already have, but just the fact that you are not appreciating it, you think that you are lacking. Maybe the reason our financial system is not operating because we trust a lot of people so much than we trust ourselves. Maybe the reason our entrepreneurs are demoralized because we import a lot of, entrepreneurs and advisors that do not even understand Namibian environment. Because I still want to see, and that's something that I discussed, to say, if you want to teach us very well, give us a local example. I still want to see business school, public lectures, calling people like Chico, Erastus Shapumba, to come and give a public lecture. Calling people like, it's Banda Shirimera, and calling Tatina Mwandi to come and give public lecture in that aspect. To call people that have local examples. I would still want to see business schools in Namibia. To call local entrepreneurs to come and give example. Not somebody with a PhD in business administration from Harvard. That person will not teach us entrepreneur in Namibia. Because he does not understand even the operation of how business within single quarter is operating. He can be an MBA holder, a PhD holder, but he can't tell. And he can't teach in that context. And that is the problem that we are getting. Because if we continue to do that, look at what Dangote has done. Dangote thought 20 years ahead. Now, even the World Bank now is advising to say, this guy is making more money, he's monopolizing. But it's a local guy who outperformed a lot of people. And look at what he have gone through, particularly with authorities. People say, no, not qualified. He's not qualified to bring a refinery in Africa and all these things. Just because he's an African, he's a black guy. And we can go, we can pack the expert, but we can go to talent. Why do we have to pay Namibians performers 3,000 while we pay a South African performers 200,000 or 300,000 performing in 2 hours? Why can't we think about that? Yes, they may be have international recognition, but is that ratio really making any sense? I sit with with the dancers and artists. Then you'll be shocked to hear their stories. You'll be shocked to hear their stories. To say sometimes a person is good is just not appreciated or not utilized. Or given a deal that you can just accept because we have no choice. The story of Kamboi is a different story. We'll see how he's going to turn around, because they say, no. Now the guy, he has asked for more money. I don't know what more money means into that context. Maybe if he asks for more money, can we take from that 50 million that was allocated? Where is that money that was allocated to creative industry? And I think it's also the time for who is this guy? It's the time for our MP, particularly Chitana, who is a former musician, who is a still a musician, to speak. That is this is his area. He has to speak for his people because he went there, and entertainment think that is recognized. Let him pass the, let him draft something that is about recognizing of artist, or maybe bring about the threshold of the payment of artists and creative industry. Because everybody is thinking about that. Let him not become so comfortable, but also to look at that. And I think he's a very good guy, looking at his background and also experience. But you want to see that when local artists or local creative professionals are in trouble, there's somebody to speak on their behalf in parliament. And it must apply across the board to say, when are we going to appreciate ourselves? When are we going to say, when are we going to stop this thing of saying we have musician A, B, C, and D, and the many more? Many more means that this guy is just to clean the floor. But sometimes the upcoming person, they don't do that in the US. They don't do that in South Africa. If there's a list of musicians, you can't say, no, we have David is number one. We have Franz, we have Hermut, and others. That should not be the case. The case should be, we have this list. These are the performers of the day. And some of these guys, they get old without any assistance. It's the same with experts in, go to construction industry. You have a bricklayer who is a graduate of VTC, for example, or any other training that can read a plan, has been around for a very long time, but this person is not going to be given a bigger projects, he's not going to be incorporated in bigger projects. Even if he is incorporated in bigger projects, he's not going to be paid as on or standard compared to other bricklayers coming from outside the country. If we continue to go like this, we are not going, we are coming down. And the destruction of Namibia will not be destroyed by physical destruction. It's about our mind and thinking to say, yes, I know David, but I don't think it's not really him. I need somebody to come out and tell me this thing. I know, but not really, it's not really him. I need somebody to come and tell me this thing. If an economist from China can come, or from World Bank can come, maybe tell you the same thing that you already taught by Inomeno. Or maybe tell you something that can also, disorganize you and misdirect you. I've seen projects that are established, we clap hands and we thank the initiator of the project, but they are absolutely not in line with what we need. Have you ever seen a project that you say, why people are wasting a lot of money instead of focusing on this? But it's not your money. It's not your agenda. Maybe it's somebody pushing the agenda. There was more money put in a different, there was millions of dollars put in human rights and other aspects. Then you realize that the agenda is not really coming out as we thought it to be. Had we put that money somewhere else, or had we put that money at the hand of a local consultant who understands Namibian needs, then we'll be able to understand that better. Let's look at a short commercial break, then we'll be able to look at the Villager newspaper. However, you can still engage.
Esu wataloka umekuendelo, taveli pulanga helipi, ngengo vamo no uya kofikola no 10th gen iPad, ipopo ya dimoshi paket. Top score instant. Uyaita pofindano talishambula, lo kushuna kofikola, mondo maeveja vainu milongo mbali na hamano. Opo uningo mfindani, wakamweko mo iPad, aveli vahetatu, ovo tavaka findanwa, ilo mano kavaucha kwa ipumbi wa fikola yungushu ya dola e vilimwe dana mibia, oshipu ne ngono, lando kashako oko KG imwe, ele KKG dilimbali ko top score instant. Oku jamo fitola keshe moshilongo ashishe mdeto SMS oshicha instant. Totumu kombali, oneveli vatatu nombali. Efi afanueli, otali kulmo milongo natunali imwe amarija mondoma eveja vaino milongo mbali na hamano e mangono malandula fanu odo dino kulandulwa top score a proud product of Namibi Mills.
Hello?
Yeah, David.
Yes, how are you?
Thank you. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How is the morning?
We're doing good.
Well, what do we have today?
Yeah, I think it's important to have our own local people.
Yeah.
Doing some research, who understand our local environment.
Yeah.
The needs. So instead of having somebody from outside,
yeah,
even if they are knowledgeable, they are experts in their own way, but once you come to this environment, or a certain environment, you then need to look at what are the people? What are the needs?
What do I have?
What is the cultural situation there? The cultural life and the economic life of the people and things like that. So because many a times true that consultants come from outside. Even when we used to struggle and get consultants in certain specific areas. So but then you discover that even the consultants that come from outside do use our own data.
Yeah.
They have to go in and then look at the data, the strategic plan, the policies, document, and things like that.
And some they come and mislead us also here.
So many times.
Yeah.
That's happened. But you also find out those who are really equipping and imparting the knowledge on us. But there are those who areas where we can deal with. For example, that's why most of the time I say people just need to organize themselves. It will be very difficult. You call for a tender, for example.
Yeah.
And you find out that our own people are not also willing to apply for this.
Maybe they gave up.
Not necessarily that they gave up, but it was, started a long time ago. Sometimes they just doubt themselves and they are not actually ready.
Yeah, it's a self-doubt thing also,
They are not ready to get into those areas. So it's very, very difficult to organize them. And just to get them. Then that's, you put it in again, you say, how many Namibians have applied? The one that has applied perhaps might not have met those requirements. And then you still look, call for them to apply. The people are not applying. So it's just like I've heard of the board of directors.
Yeah.
So you find out that people have advertised those things,
with
the leadership, but people are not applying. Even the young ones are not applying. Those who are applying, you'll be serving in 2-3 different boards. Why? It's because people are not applying. So, but maybe we need just to create up a kind of, what do you call it?
Is it really the thing of application, or is this thing of undermining our own intelligence?
We undermine ourselves because
Namibians would rather go to be treated by the doctor that they don't know than the son of their friend, just because they know the person. And when this person was growing up, they were at the dinner table, they would say, no, yes, he's a doctor, but maybe he's even an experienced doctor.
Could be the good person, because they have understood the local environment.
Indeed.
They might have understood some kind of indigenous medication.
You know that people will be even very happy to say, no, you know, my doctor is not even from Namibia and all these things. Just no, you know, my lawyer is not from here. My doctor is not from here. But you know, that is also telling you a lot to say we are still not yet there to appreciate what you put out there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We don't appreciate our own.
Yeah.
So you rather prefer somebody else
that you do not know, even if you come with fake qualification, than somebody that you have seen going to school and become qualified.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we need to send the mentality.
Yeah.
That we have the perception that we have.
Mm.
And this is also happening many a times.
And
you are nothing.
And
we see ourselves calling in the in platform. They say no. We are just nothing. We are depending on the thing. Of course, this interdependent and interrelated kind of issues. But we ourselves denounce our own people, our own intelligence, our own capacity, and you know, things become like that.
No, we have people. We have them.
Yeah, we have them. But
what do you think about our artists and musicians? Why they saw a gap between Namibian musician and the external world in terms of value and, I mean, in terms of payment? Is there really a difference in terms of the value?
It is just, you see, those are some of the problems. You find out somebody from outside the artisan, people are paying $250. But our own there is only $50, sometimes $30.
No, sometimes you just paid, sometimes just food and the T-shirt.
You see, I think you just need to be more pathetic when it comes to our local products, our local people, and all these things, like you used to mention about eating okapana, doing all these things. These are things that we can put even in our dish when we are having this kind of event.
And the frunk pizza, don't forget any.
Frogs, eh?
Yeah, pizza made of frogs.
You see, all those things.
Yeah.
But now, and the opportunity sometimes are availing themselves.
Yeah.
But we also do not take up those things.
Indeed.
How many times have you heard from the radio here that the Kanine and all these other people who are actually, they can help people to teach them how to grow those things and all these other things. But we just allow that the Kanine to sit here. You can't even come and say, okay, here I am now. I want to set up a program or for this particular thing. If there is a need for money or any other skill upgrading, we can still be oriented on these issues. But many of times we just say, this is just that the Kanine. I'm just using him as an example.
Yes.
I listen to him much of the time when he's talking about Joshua Mafuma and many, many, even to plant trees. So want to tell me that if you approach environmental investment fund and those UN agencies who are responsible for those things, you cannot come up with a program that you will be planting trees.
You can. Indeed. Thank you, Ne. Time?
Welcome, sir.
All right. Yeah, when you look on top of the page of the Villager newspaper, it's indicated that 45% of local capital is handled by three asset managers. And these are the asset managers that decide where capital goes. And it's interesting to look at this article. To say when you speak about 45.2% of 338.2 billion local savings under management, is handled by or managed by three asset managers. That is according to an Anfisa fourth, quarterly report. And, you know, these are the asset managers that decide where FAD says to go and where not to go. You must read and get that context. Page 3, Sunshine Private College. Application for August intake is out. Want a diploma in early childhood development, postgraduate diploma in education, bachelor's of education honors, bachelor's of education honors in junior, and also senior primary phase.
or certificate of competence in early childhood development, go to Sunshine Private College and apply. And you can only get that information when you read the Villager newspaper, page 3. And on the other note is that Namibia and Angola and those 941 million power interconnector project to say we need more power, we need more energy from there, particularly when it comes to supplementing what we have and what we are getting from other countries. And working together on projects is better than buying directly from something that you did not invest in. Page 3, say green hydrogen lamp up take shape in Namibia. It's an article by Dwight Links that is indicating that Hyphen Namibia and GIZ signed an agreement on Monday to move development of green hydrogen program into the next phase. If you want to understand what the next phase is, get opportunity and read and, you know, be able to move forward. Yeah, page 6, July, application for Valvetia University is open. If you want a postgraduate diploma in monitoring and evaluation, application fee is just 230. Deadline is the 31st of May 2026. Get opportunity and go to school and contribute to national development. We speak about monitoring and evaluation. We speak about not having data. We speak about progress that is barely. And for us to get that clarity, you can only get it when you read the Villager newspaper, then you apply to Valvetia University for a postgraduate diploma in monitoring and evaluation. That is your level 8. Municipality signed an MOU to enhance development. City of Windhoek has signed a memorandum of understanding with institutions such as Grootfontein Municipality, Usakos Town Council, Gocha Village Council, especially when it comes to enhancement of development. That is partnership. That is building of relations. Page 8 is that Basecamp Capricorn Foundation launch Agripreneur Innovation Challenge. Basecamp and also Capricorn Foundation to say entrepreneur in the field of agriculture. It's called Agripreneur Agripreneurs, and get that content to say who is involved and what training are they getting. Get industrial briefs. Get industrial briefs. Understand when it's coming to foot and mouth disease. Understand that 60.7 million worth of vaccine for foot and mouth disease was received in February. And get that content when it comes to industrial briefs. And looking at page 10, you also be able to see that Nedbank Namibia strengthened its commitment to employees' development with expanded formal education funding. Staff writer, get that content about Nedbank. How are the employees getting formal education funding, particularly from Nedbank. And if you are dreaming to become an advocate, a lawyer, you want to become a legal counsel, or you want to be your own, you want to be a magistrate or a judge, because young people should have a very good example of seeing professional judges, you can only become a lawyer, particularly when you read page 11 of the Villager newspaper and study with Valvetia University. Get that content. So, dear listeners, get some.
You get so much more with the ShopRite price because we buy in bulk and pass the savings on to you. Save on 1.5 kg Real Good frozen mixed chicken portions, only $76.99. 1 liter Nam Milk fresh full cream milk, just $18.99. And 3 kg pasta grande, macaroni or elbows pasta for a low $64.99 each. Deals valid until 19 April 2026. Get so much more with the ShopRite price.
Yeah, signaling the end of our conversation. And I'll leave you in the good hands of the Big Mac to unpack the day. From me, David Shombe, bye-bye for now. See you around.